All right, 24. Tell the different kinds of meta-analytic analyses available and the information obtained from each. Differentiate between fixed and random meta-analyses of each type. The common difference in the result. What are the ways one might use to decide which to apply? That part's going to sound familiar. You know that one's coming. All right. Meta-analyses come from the simplest possible thing, which is to aggregate all of the effect sizes into one estimate of the true effect size in that population of studies. Sort of the next layer is a homogeneity analysis to ask whether there are interesting differences among the effect sizes. I mean, if you look at them and they range from positive 3 to negative 3, you're pretty sure you have some heterogeneity. But we don't do pretty sure. We like to have a quantitative estimate and a p-value so that we know the likelihood we just screwed up. If you decide you have heterogeneity, either theoretically or by doing a homogeneity test, then the next thing you want to do is you want to try and figure out what study attributes are related to this heterogeneity and effect size. And so we looked at a q-test for comparing subsets. We looked at multiple regression versions for looking at multiple attributes at a time to see which ones have unique contributions to the effect size estimate. And all of these things come in two versions known as fixed and random. Fixed means we believe that we can take some liberties with our estimates. And the problem here is that the word fixed has two roots. It has a research design root and it has a statistics root. That's R-O-O-T. And so when you're reading about fixed versus random, the first thing you have to do is figure out which one or both the author's talking about, because they very often don't talk about both. In a fixed statistic, I'm sorry, in a fixed design sense, what we're saying is it's a true IV. It's randomly assigned, it's manipulated, and across studies, that value is fixed. When I say they got 10 treatments, I mean they got 10 damn treatments. That is fixed. And it's fixed because I manipulated and I know it's fixed. On the statistics side, fixed means one of two things. Either there's no error in the estimate of X. Like if I manipulate you to 10 practices versus say, so how many practices do you think you did? I'll put 10. There's probably some error in that. And what you do with your statistical models based on whether your independent variable has error or not matters. Second of all, fixed versus random on the statistics side means are you really only interested in the particular values we have, or do you want to know whether there's heterogeneity anywhere in the population? So if you're comparing 0 versus 10, do you really only care about 0 versus 10, or are you trying to find out whether number of practices matters? If you really care about 0 versus 10, fixed. If you manipulated it, fixed. If you're sure that you have controlled for other things, fixed in all three ways. If you're using 0 and 10 because you're trying to represent amount, random. If you ask them about 10... If you asked them about it, you took the ones who said, probably 10, random. And if you're trying to say, well, this is what happens sort of globally, random, with six other combinations in the middle based upon which of the three things are fixed and random, right? You got three binaries, so you get eight possibilities. The big reason that it matters is fixed effects are more powerful. Fixed effects tests generally have smaller error terms, generally have slightly larger effect sizes. When you put a bigger numerator over a smaller denominator, you get a more powerful test with fixed models. Random effects models are typically less powerful, slightly smaller effect size estimates, sometimes substantially larger error term estimates, sometimes non-significant results where the fixed give you results. But most of the time, especially in meta-analysis, it's kind of hard to argue that what you have are fixed effects where all of those studies are out of exactly the same population of external validity choices and procedural standardization. So in most research areas, one of two things is common. Either you give them both, the fixed and the random, or you use just the fixed. How do you decide? You know this, sing along. Depends on what your kind expects. Depends upon the community standards for meta-analyses in your research area.